step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Whoa, rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam light.
Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei podcast へようこそ. Hey everybody, it's Manga Sensei, and welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast, where every single day I break down the world's best language. And today we're going to be talking about two grammar points that go hand in hand. Those are the grammar points e, written as he, and the grammar point yori. But before I get into that, please make sure to follow me on Twitter, where you can ask me questions and request podcast topics of which you'd like to learn. With that, though, we'll jump right into today's topic, and today's topic of these two matching grammar points. So if you're writing a letter or an email to someone important, it's important, I'm using the word important too much, it's necessary to be able to address the person and say who the letter or the email more likely is from. That's where these two grammar points come into play. The first one, e, again written as he, is used to the person that you're addressing. So if you were to write a letter, you'd have the person of whom you're addressing. So if I were to say Mr. Parker, I would say Parker-san, or sama in this case, because I'm trying to be polite, sama e, and then I would continue on with what I'd write. I'd have a space, and then I'd write my letter, and then at the end, I would put my name. So in this case, I'd be John Yori. Now, an important part about using this is when you're writing a letter is to, one, identify who you're writing to, but you can also identify a business, for example. If you're writing to a university apply to their program in Japan, you can use that as well. Or if you're writing from a university or a business, for that matter, you can put yori at your name at the end. So this does not have to be specific to yourself. But it is common, at least, to identify who you are, yori, and then say what place you are from and working from. So you can put in both. It's not going to really hurt you, but it can't. But these are most commonly used with letters. That's why I think it's good to have with an email. It kind of puts it in a little bit more of a formal setting. Another thing that's really important when writing letters, now kind of thinking about it or thinking of emails, is when you're first starting the letter, you never want to simply ask for something in a letter. If you do, you want to make sure you put at the end, yoroshiku onegai shimasu, and then ask them how they're doing, just like you would a normal letter at the very beginning, or else you can kind of sound kind of needy and asky, and you're putting a lot of pressure on them instead of, you know, trying to be very, very polite to them, which is important in Japanese culture, and I think any culture, of being able to be apologetic or simply being able to be kind and appropriate, which is good. Again, so how you use these, if I were to address you, you are a kankyaku, you are a listener of this podcast, I would use your name or whoever you are. I would use your name. So if your name is Susan or Soyun, I would say Soyun e, nani nani nani, whatever I want in the middle, yoroshiku onegai shimasu, John sensei yori. And that would be just fine. So next time you have to write a letter to your Japanese teacher, or you want to write a letter for your business, make sure you put both these grammar points into practice and you'll sound a lot better. With that, I will sign off. And remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So, machigaimashou. Sore ja, mata ashita.
Hi everyone, this is Davide with Gogo Nihon. We help who wants to live and study in Japan. Make sure to listen to my interview with John Sensei.
Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam light. Yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated, golden week, hold it down with my cho. E-tank it out of, let's hit Yamada Denki, big smile, I feel Genki giz.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.